Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Great song,
it
man.
Is a great song. It is a great song. Welcome back. Midday Show. I haven't heard this song in a while. I like this one. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. All right, we'll get back to the phone calls here in a second. Can we get to the latest in A.J. Brown nonsense, though? Because it wouldn't be a day around here without it. So yesterday was Jalen Hurts' media availability. And what do you know, that Instagram post that, you know, what came out a couple days ago that we addressed a few times, Jalen Hurts was asked about it, as he always is, as his teammates always are, because what else would you ask them besides the nonsense of their teammate? Jalen Hurts asked yesterday, did he see the latest Instagram post by A.J. Brown? Let's listen to this.
Jalen, do you ever see A.J.'s social media posts at all?
Yeah. I mean, I prep.
are you ever confused by what he's writing? Like, is this a hero using me but not using me? Are you ever confused by things he's
writing? I just keep my focus singularly on the collective.
My favorite part is he says he's prepped on them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds to me like it's not so much him scrolling on his phone like us. Like it's being presented to him. Like, hey, Jalen, they're probably going to ask you about this, so here's what they're talking about. That means there's someone that works for the Eagles that has to comb through A.J. Brown's social media stuff and display or print out or whatever, however they do things, and give it to Jalen. Imagine having that job. Like, Jalen, just before you go to the podium, they're going to ask you about this. Here's this. You got to see this.
Well, that's a good PR staff.
Sure is.
Shout out to Bob Lang, who just celebrated his birthday this week. Shout
Happy birthday, Bob. That is good work on them. But the fact that they have to do it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yes.
It's unfortunate, but I think he handled it well.
Yeah.
And you have to in situations like this. AJ's different. We've already established that. And a lot of times, you know, when you have family members that are different, as long as they're not hurting anybody, then you just kind of let them be different.
So you kind of keep your focus on the collective?
I had a friend who's probably listening who had a relative of his. We were hanging out. And he said, hey, he's a little different. He gets a pass. And when you say stuff like that, then you know that it's probably going to be different. Now, the friend was cool. He was cool, but you're prepared for it.
You're ready.
You know what I mean? You're ready for that. And that's what it's about. It's about being ready. Like, you have to know. We've been down this block a few times, and we know that there's a lot of passive aggressiveness that goes along with AJ. Man just scored two touchdowns and went for it. Two tutties in a hundo?
Yeah, 121 or something, 120,
you know what
whatever
I'm
it was.
He went for two tutties in a hundo. And I remember like it was yesterday because it wasn't that long ago. Me and I said, well, probably still won't be happy.
No.
And so you prepare, because we know something's going to happen. So you prepare yourself for that.
Well,
you just kind of just, all right, man, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're probably rolling their eyes down there every time this happens. But when he does this stuff, it does open up speculation to what he really wants. Listen to this. This morning, ESPN discussing A.J. Brown and what they think he really wants.
I think just in relation to A.J., I would disagree that he's trying to send a message of, I want the ball thrown to me more. I think the more that time has gone on by the day, I think that there is a reality there A.J. Brown prefers to be traded. I just, that's the feeling that I'm...
Okay, stop right there. Why do you believe he prefers to be traded? That's a very powerful statement. Why would a Super Bowl champion on a Super Bowl championship squad still prefer to be traded?
Because there's just been this consistent disconnect. There's been a consistent something is up there, whether it's the lack of production, them not throwing the ball enough, but then they go on the road. He has four for a buck 20 something and two. He has the game sealer. It's beautiful, the connection, and he still tweeted out. And so I'm not trying to read too much into it. This is a Super Bowl contending team, but for that to continuously happen, I do think that there's parts of A.J. Brown that would prefer to be traded and maybe traded to a place that is a little bit more pass-centric.
I mean, I agree with him. I mean, I just think A.J. hasn't expressed it like that, and he's maybe more passive-aggressive, but nothing he said there feels crazy. I mean, this has been going on for 6 months.
Well, I mean, we're talking about that, but I just feel like today is the day to apologize.
That was Dan Orlovsky, by the way.
Yeah, and I'm just going to apologize.
To who?
To you for that whole Chauncey Billups thing I said earlier about him going back to work. He ain't going back.
I knew that. You don't have to apologize to me. Chauncey needs to apologize.
Tiago Splitter about to be the coach. Stated my name, Tiago Splitter, the coach. So
yeah,
I'm going to walk that one back.
That's good.
They told Chauncey, you give your key card back.
Man, we'll never step in an NBA court again.
This for me is a day of reflection.
That's good, man.
He's more likely to be behind bars than on an NBA bench.
I'm going to go ahead and walk it back. I'm going to be full transparency. Ike texted me earlier. He said, dog, leave that one alone. He comes back. Okay. I was willing to bet that he would try to walk back like everything was cool. No. He ain't coming back.
It's over for Chauncey.
But yeah, the AJ thing, man, it's unfortunate because we know what the ultimate goal is. And AJ's not happy. And it feels like at this point it ain't nothing. Let's see if we can just get one more out of this. One more ring. One more ring. Not one more win. One more ring.
You know what it's like? You ever walk across the ice? I don't think I could walk back and forth across it, but if I can get across one time, I'm
good.
Yeah,
that's all. Yeah. Because you've already committed to it at this point. We're here.
But it's cracking. I mean, it's obviously
and,
there's
and
a clear
Let's just
crack.
Get one more. Because this feels like this. You know how you have a sweater, right? One of those knit sweaters.
Sure.
And you see what they call it when you see the little string and you start pulling at the string.
Oh yes.
But then
you can ruin it.
Well, you're unraveling it as we
right.
go.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like that, Joe.
You have a lot of knit sweaters.
I don't wear. That's why I don't like to wear them. Because they tend to unravel. But here's the thing.
I think your cardigan face could be good for the show.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Because and this is where I implore you to listen to what's being said. The fact that this whole under-center thing has become a thing. And the fact that the champion for this cause is somebody who has been taking dumps on Jalen for the last couple weeks. I mean, think about that for a minute. We know the inner workings of what we do. We know that. The people don't know that. But when you have somebody that has been a negative Nancy on one person for as long as they've been on.
We're talking about Chris Sims?
Yeah. And had to walk some things back and then come back with some new information. Guess what's happened? Somebody gave him something.
Someone's talking.
Somebody talking. Like that's the thing that I think that as fans, we don't want to believe.
Yeah.
But if Chris Sims, the biggest Jalen Hurts hater, is sitting up here talking like this about Jalen after he had to walk some stuff back, just consider the source. That's all.
Well, and for me, when multiple people say the same thing, that means that's coming from somewhere.
Somebody's putting that narrative out there.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And then that's when you have to watch. That's when the sweater analogy comes in. You just got to come in and just wait to see how the sweater's going to unravel.
I'm thinking about that Weezer song.
What Weezer? Who is Weezer?
You know the band Weezer. Is it? Pretty popular band. I'm sure you. If Kyle plays a Weezer clip,
yeah, you got to do that in the next break. No,
and you'll know it.
Yeah. You got it.
But what's the Weezer song?
Like, where? Yeah, I thought you just left it like that.
It's the sweater song.
Oh, but like, what? You just thinking about because we're talking about sweaters?
Yeah. I've never heard the sweater song by Weezer.
I'll do my best here.
I didn't know if there was a tie-in more than just I'm thinking about the song because of.
I can't wait to get that white chalkboard though, because I'm gonna start. I got some things I've been workshopping.
I realized the problem with the white chalkboard, Kyle. We're going to lose him mid-segment. I'm going to go to him on something to say back and forth, and he's going to be turned around drawing stick figures back there. Like, we're going to lose him.
Work on my drawing skills.
What are you doing back there?
What are we doing?
All right, let's go to Mad Mike up on WIP. Hold on, Mike.
Never heard this.
Never heard the song?
Never heard the song.
Have you heard the band?
I have never heard the song.
But like, did they?
You would know a song. I'll play another one.
When we come back, give me another one.
Sorry, Mad Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went. Mad Mike about to take a dump on somebody anyway.
Well,
that's what he about to do.
Should we take side bets on? Should we go all?
It's going to be Jalen. All day. I got $2 say he about to take
know.
A dump
I mean,
on
Jalen. Last
Jaylen.
Night, we did watch the Sixers play well, and Joel Embiid wasn't part of that.
Jalen's going to get worked into this somehow.
All right. We could go.
I think it's going to be, to your point, I think Jalen's going to get
now, I was going to ask Kyle, but he already has inside information. He'll go all Terry Rozier on us. Mad Mike up next on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Oh, no, Hugh's right. I'm gonna dump all over Joel, but then Jalen's going to catch strays.
Okay.
Fine.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Makes sense.
You give that man whatever the over-under was. Pay that man his money. quote Teddy KGB. So I don't want this to sound wrong, but I hope VJ Edgecombe breaks an ankle because I don't want Joel Embiid to ever win a title. This team can wait until Joel is off the board, and then they can win a title. Great. But I don't want Joel Embiid to ever win a title. I hate this guy with all my passion.
So we're now rooting against Edgecombe just so it
might. Oh, yeah.
Why don't we just get Embiid out of here and let Edgecombe play well?
Because you gave him $200 million for 3 more years.
Well,
like
I didn't
an
give
idiot.
Him anything. I would have got him out of here years ago.
Hey, you know what? Like, I love that all the hoagie mouths in this city are like, oh, see, all you had to do was just go under center and then Jalen can figure it out. No, I hope Scadabo runs right over Coop and like runs in for a touchdown, knocks out Cooper DeJean, and then the big tackle on the Giants takes out Jalen Hurts. I'm tired of him too.
Oh, man.
Have a great day, everybody.
You got it, Mike. Appreciate it. Cheery and cheerful as usual. Very true to form.
True to form. True
yeah,
to form.
We set. I mean, you set him up to talk about both there. I mean, poor VJ Edgecombe. Hopes he gets hurt just so Embiid doesn't win games.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, come on,
leave the kid alone.
That's a lot, man.
It's unfair. It really is. Let's go to Mark and Chalfon on WIP. Hey, Mark.
Hey, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but it makes me nauseous. I'm going to make Josh Harris happy. Last night I was going through channels. And I saw the Sixers won, and I really had no interest in watching them because I thought I knew exactly what this season was going to represent. But I stopped, and I was completely enthralled. Wow, VJ is already must-see TV for me, and they sucked me back in, and I can't believe I'm saying this one game into the season.
Mark, so here I feel similarly to you. Now, I was going to watch the full game last night anyway because it was the first game, but Mark, if you had asked me before last night, when is their second game? Like I would have guessed that this weekend, but I didn't look at the schedule in advance. I didn't really know who they're playing Saturday night. But as soon as the game ended, I'm like, all right, when's the next game? Like, I want to make sure I know when it is. So I'm sitting there. Like, they got me. That kid last night, to do what he did at 20 years old, to play like he did, he looked like a 6-year vet out there.
Well, and even after the game, I was even more impressed with him in the interview process. A polite, articulate, intelligent. He actually apologized to, I think it was D-Line, and when he accidentally said he to her. And I just, like, wow. Strikes me as the type of person like Saquon Barkley, just really has it going on, and I'm excited now.
Yeah, you know what? They changed our mind, and Mark, we preached the phone call. He is, look, he's easy to root for. He looks like he's going to be a tremendous basketball player. And just to go back to what he did last night, like, I know, look, you see a million different stats and records and things all that every day in sports, but no one has scored that many points in their first NBA game since Wilt Chamberlain. Like,
that's something to be excited about.
It's amazing.
Especially when you talk about that in a league where young kids are starting to be the stars. It's starting to be the changing of the guard. I know LeBron's still there and everything, but he's starting to get phased out a little bit. So it's exciting to see, and it feels like you might have one of those young guys.
Yeah, and look, we've kind of felt that during the draft process. I remember the night they drafted him, and he talked to a caller referenced earlier when he didn't have electricity. They lived on a generator growing up. Like,
yeah.
He seems like he's got the right mentality to maximize his athletic
hungry.
Ability. He's hungry.
He got that want to.
And he's got real athletic traits to him. Like, he's not – sometimes you watch a player, like – I remember when the Sixers drafted Jahlil Okafor, Michael Carter-Williams. They weren't great athletes. Like, mm-hmm. They were good enough to be in the NBA, obviously, for a little bit. But they didn't have that, like, wow, like, jump-off-the-screen athleticism. This kid does. I mean, that play he made when he took the ball to the hoop and just flew over when I was like, whoa. There's not that many of them in the NBA. That's why people have brought up Anthony Edwards and Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade. Like, when you see a guard like that could play, it's different. Dave in Limerick's up on WIP. What's up, Dave?
Hey, last night I watched more games than I watched, more Sixers games than I watched the 24-25 season. We just got locked in. I was just watching the game. This kid not only is he athletic, he's somewhat tall, 6'5", much better than the other guards they have. And the head on his shoulders, it's like he's so smart and intelligent and mature for his age. It's unbelievable.
Well, he really is. I mean, Dave, I kept waiting for his first bad sequence or his first, you know, a few shots in a row where it's kind of wild or, like, you know, trying to shoot in double team. He didn't do any of that stuff last night. Like, usually, you know, rookies, especially ones that are right out of freshman year of college, they'll take some bad shots. He didn't do any of that stuff.
No. And he kept shooting, and he's aggressive, and him and Maxey and McCain comes back. Like, they really have potential, and I literally didn't watch any games last year. I was sick and tired, wrote them off, and honestly, I when's the next game?
Saturday yeah, against, Saturday. I believe it's Charlotte. Dave, yeah, listen, I think we all felt that way.
Can we say Ace Bailey? Thank goodness they didn't draft him.
Yes.
I don't know how he's going to be, but...
Well, hey, he only had 2 points last night. I'm not rooting against that kid. We'll see what he becomes, but I never wanted him, and I think it's pretty clear after just one night. Like, they took a kid that we could all feel good about for the first time. I was gonna say first time in a long time, but they've actually done better this. Kyle mentioned earlier, do we have a Daryl Morey apology show on tap at some point this season? We might.
I mean, it's not a bad pick. Yeah, he looks
well, you're going to have to apologize to Daryl Morey.
I'm not apologizing
to Daryl Morey. The most.
You best.
No, I ain't apologizing to him.
Well, hold on. If let's just play it out.
Yeah.
Maxey looks like he's looked for a while, right? Mm-hmm. Edgecombe is the real deal. And McCain comes back, and they have the best three-guard lineup or rotation in the league, best young one.
Yeah.
It feels like a Hugh Douglas apology, and he's in order.
No, I'm not apologizing. Man, listen.
Apologies.
He need to apologize to me for sounding like he out of breath all the damn time when he's doing the interview.
apologize to you.
I think he should apologize to himself for that.
Yeah, you need to get you probably need to get in shape or get a CPAP.
Oh, he might. I thought we were done. Yeah,
okay,
body shaming.
Okay.
You're
right.
That's two.
I apologize.
That's two.
I asked you to apologize for criticizing his GM work. Then you criticized him and then apologized.
Look at him. He's got his arms folded up. He could not be any more defiant right
now. Nobody hates
this man's not apologizing.
No.
Nope.
No, I'm just like, Daryl Morey gets my ass, man. I ain't apologizing.
That day, I'm going to put up two polls. Would you like to apologize to Daryl Morey? And should Daryl Morey apologize to you?
He should apologize to me.
He didn't apologize to you.
He should apologize for not having a CPAP machine. He need to get one. Because if you really care about your family and your health, you'll get you a CPAP machine and do better.
You've gotten a little messy.
Way too far.
I said I was going to do better.
Yeah. Turn around the board.
I apologize to the EMT, dude.
Nobody believes
I apologize
that.
For that.
Well, you kind of doubled down.
You need to apologize to them folks for being fat. Yeah, that's what you need to do.
You doubled
Who?
Down.
The EMT.
No, he doesn't.
How you a fat EMT, though? Like, seriously.
Was he on duty when you?
No, he was. I guess he was going home.
Phew, man.
And I'm like, dog, what's wrong? And he like, you know, he like laughing and giggling. I'm like, you fat. You fat.
I thought we already apologized.
Okay, I apologize for what I did earlier.
People are allowed to be fat.
No, okay? I mean, and they are. And I don't, they
yeah,
are.
They absolutely
they
are.
They are, yeah. I mean, I've had my bouts with fatness. But I just feel like if you're an EMT and you out there rescuing folks, you shouldn't be fat. That's all I'm saying. But I apologize for that. I apologize for that part I just said.
Man.
Because we are all inclusive.
This are we going to be on the air tomorrow?
I don't know. This is the fifth variation of the same apology. And every time you've ruined
it. But I did apologize.
It's not an apology.
No.
I did apologize.
Here's
and I apologize
apology.
For...
Just say
for,
I'm sorry for my actions yesterday.
For my actions yesterday.
I was wrong.
He wants to add an addendum to it so bad.
Of course he does.
So bad.
Okay, I
can see
the
pain.
I am too old to be having road rage issues. And I apologize.
Let's move off your apology. I'm going to give you a story of mine from my past that will make you feel better.
Okay.
I used to be a road rager.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I never quite did what you did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to not be able to handle traffic. Like, this is like mm-hmm. 20 years ago, 15 years ago, my younger days. I just was, I couldn't handle it. I was really bad in traffic. And one time, this person in front of me was going really slow. And so I ran, you know, I pulled over, you know, around them and rolled the window down. Screamed a couple curse words, gave him the finger, and I looked over, and it was a very old lady. And I felt terrible. And that was...
You shouldn't. She deserved
that. No, I felt
she
bad.
She deserved everything she got. Because how about you get that your was, old ass in the passenger lane?
I was wrong. So that was the moment I said, I got to stop. I got to
like,
be better.
Grandma, why you out here?
Yeah, see, this is... I'm glad I didn't know you then, because you would encourage it.
We didn't get anywhere.
No, but here's the thing. It's not like I was the one roll raging. He was.
Well, I'm not sure.
And
not
I was just like, dog, what's wrong with you? Yeah. With you need to eat a salad or something. That's what I kind of, okay. I mean, that's what I said yesterday. I apologized for that. But that was the thought because he was the one having the road rage. I wasn't. I'm just looking at him like, dog, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You're fat. And
I'm not sure if anyone believes that you weren't having the road rage today.
I wasn't because I'm sitting in the car and I'm looking like, what is he doing? Now, I was wrong for slowing down and letting him, you know, roll up on me. I was wrong for that.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, dog, what's wrong with you? You know? It's crazy.
Mm.
And got today, too much stuff going on in life to be, you know, road rage.
And today we worked through an apology for 3.5 hours. 215-592-9494. All right, you people coming up. We'll get to your phone calls. Well, and you got to hear this. It's not often a WIP host gets dominated the way one of us did here yesterday. Something happened here that only happens, I would say, maybe once every 10 years to one of our hosts. You're not going to want to miss this next. It is the Midday Show, as always, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This football season, where else would you want to bet than with my friends at Fanatics Sportsbook? Fanatics Sportsbook is the home of Fair Play, protecting all pro football player prop bets across straights, parlays, and SGPs all season long for any first-half injury. They were the first to protect your prop bets throughout the first quarter, and now they've extended that protection throughout the whole first half. That's 30 whole minutes of player prop protection on all your bets, whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or even defensive players. Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy gives you the edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. Why stick to a book that leaves you empty-handed when you can bet with one that has your back throughout the whole first half? If you want to protect your parlays from injuries, switch to the sportsbook that will always have your back across the first and the second quarter for all pro football player prop bets every single game, all season long. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.